Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." One of my favorite verses right there from Isaiah 41, verse 10. Well, happy Sunday, this 22nd day of July 2018. Fred, how are you? It's Joey Kroll. All right, get your cup of coffee out. Let's open God's Word. And let's spend some time together here on Sunday Worship. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So go ahead, pull up a chair to the table of fellowship, and let's be blessed in the process. Right now, as we start things off, here's Bridget Donahoe and Children of God, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high, for all the world to see. There's a promise that won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children of God. We've been set apart for His name. Sets captives free, and by His stripes we have been redeemed. We are the children of God. We've been set apart for His name. We will not be moved. the children of Christ. Raise it high for all the world to see.
Yes, hey, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. Our church had Vacation Bible School this past week, so I'm pretty exhausted. So, yeah, I had coffee every night this week. I needed it, that's for sure. But it's so good, I'll tell you what, to invest and transfer our faith, so to speak, into the next generation. Amen. It really is. You know, John chapter 4 talks about a woman at a well. And this woman had an encounter with Jesus. And in John chapter 4, in verse 39, when this woman went into town after saying that she had met with the Messiah, in verse 39 says, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Oh, dear friend, our testimony is so important. You know, Harry Ironside once said, if lips and life do not agree, the testimony will not amount to much. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord,
Lord, sometimes I feel the weight of every trial. So I count the cost and trust you as your child. I saw your crown of thorns, how you gladly wore it. Every cross I bear, I'm stronger for it. Make me blind that I might see. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need.
'Cause when I'm weak,
I'm stronger for it.
Follow your footsteps and cast away my doubt. I saw your temptation and how you stood before it. Yeah, I'm tempted too, but I'm stronger for it.
Make me blind that I might see. Make me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need.
'Cause when I'm weak,
I'm stronger for it. Let me shine over Bethlehem. Let me be the trumpet sounding out your name.
Isn't this a beautiful song? It's the Carr Family and Stronger For It. I love it. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you here on this fine broadcasting day. And Chuck Swindoll wrote about these men who bring in animals from Africa for American zoos. And they say one of the hardest animals to catch there is the ring-tailed monkey. Even though it's been hard in the past to catch, they found a way to catch these ring-tailed monkeys. The method they use is based on knowledge of the animal. In fact, their trap is nothing more than a melon growing on a vine, and the seeds of this melon are a favorite of the monkey. And knowing this, they cut a hole in the melon just large enough for the monkey to insert his hand to reach the seeds inside. And the monkey will stick his hand in, grab as many seeds as he can, then start to withdraw it. This he cannot do. His fist is now larger than the hole. And the monkey will pull and tug, screech and fight the melon for hours, but he cannot get free of the trap unless he gives up the seeds, which he refuses to do. And that's how they catch these monkeys. Friend, there's a pretty clear moral to the story, wouldn't you say? If we really want to be free, we must learn to let things go. The more we hold on to our earthly possessions, the more we hold on to that bitterness, rage, and anger, the more frustrated we will get, and eventually we will be entrapped. Friend, let's let go of the worldly things we've been holding on to. God has much greater things for us to be doing than sitting here with our fists in a melon.
Thank you.
Yes, listen to this. Romans 1:16, the Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." Why, Paul, why aren't you ashamed of the gospel? "For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." You're listening to Sunday Worship.
never fails you. Love will sustain. Love will provide. Love will not cease at the end of time. And love will protect. Love always hopes. And love still believes when you don't. Love is the arms that are holding you. And love never fails.
Yeah, it's a group called Mercy's Well. Beautiful song, Love Never Fails, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. You can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. If you have a prayer request, just maybe a comment or even a song request or a question about a song we'd played in the past. Again, Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones here and get ready to spend some time with God's people, and hope and pray that you have a chance to do the same this weekend. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.